This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If your late-stage pandemic travel bucket list has you heading north, maybe poutine in Montreal or the ski slopes of Whistler, perhaps, the Prime Minister of Canada has some good news for you. Justin Trudeau says the U.S.-Canada border, closed since last March, could reopen this August if Canada's vaccination rate continues to improve. More trade crosses that border than any other border in the world. But this has been an especially tough year and a half for Canadian border towns that rely on American tourists, as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Andrew Duffy is a proud Canadian, but because he co-owns two inns and a motel on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, he's a big fan of the 4th of July, which this year was a bummer.
Very, very, very quiet, with no Americans to speak of, only Canadians who were sort of hanging on to their July 1st weekend.
July 1st is Canada's Independence Day, which Duffy got some business from. But U.S. travelers made up more than half of his summer guests before the pandemic. Now all that money stays at American hotels.
They have certainly eaten the lunch we might have seen during those key months.
Adding insult to Duffy's injured bottom line, Canadians can fly to San Diego or New York and 27 other countries. Beth Potter is the president of the Tourism Industry Association of Canada.
I mean, that's good news for Canadians, but it's also creates a bit of an unlevel playing field.
But many Canadians are perfectly happy to keep that border closed, especially with COVID cases rising in the U.S. Carolyn Burke has run a bed and breakfast out of her Niagara Falls home for 30 years.
I'm not against Americans that don't want to be vaccinated, but just about anybody, if they don't want to be vaccinated, they can stay somewhere else. But this is our home, too.
Canada is finalizing plans that would require Americans to show proof of vaccination, although details on how exactly that would work are still being ironed out. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.